Welcome to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.
Hey folks, and how are you doing? Now, welcome to this episode of the Grow Radio Show, where I talk to my glorious host on Grow Radio, and also maybe talk to supporters, sponsors, and people who get involved with it. But today, I'm talking to one of my first hosts that joined me on Grow Radio right at the start. She is a legend in podcasting. She's a legend in voiceover. She has one of the silkiest, softest voices I've ever heard. She's in the green room. I can see her laughing. But honestly, folks, what she doesn't know about audio and branding and vocals and voiceovers isn't worth knowing, and definitely needs to connect with her afterwards. Without further ado, let's bring Jodie in. So Jodie Crangle is in the house. How are you, Jodie?
I'm doing very well, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am doing excellent.
That's good.
I think this is the second or third time we've tried to get on this call, so thank you for joining me.
And no problem.
Apologies for before. And for people who don't know who Jodie Crangle is, tell us a little bit about you and tell us a little bit about your podcast, because it is frankly ace.
Well, thank you. I am a voice actor. I've been doing that for about 16 years now, full time. And mostly I work in advertising and corporate narration. So I pretty much stick to my lane, which is advertising, marketing, and branding. And I have really loved it and really got into that aspect of voiceover, which is kind of why I started the podcast. So it's called Audio Branding, the Hidden Gem of Marketing. And the reason that I started it was because as a voice actor, I often was the last person that production thought of. So I kind of was wondering why that was. And it seemed to me like sound was often the last consideration in content creation and production and film and all of this stuff. It was kind of the last consideration where it really would make a big difference and create a better impression on your clients and your audience if it was all considered all at once, because it works together, visuals and audio, and one of them shouldn't be downplayed at the expense of the other. It's just not. So audio wasn't really a big thing, I think, up until, I don't know, maybe it seems like it's been about, like, I mean, I started this 4 years ago. I started in November of 2019, and it's steadily become more important as I've been doing the podcast. But, you know, I wonder how much of that is, if you're going to, you know, buy a mini, you see tons of minis on the roads, right? Like, I don't know whether that's what it is.
Yeah, there's a certain bias, isn't there, where as soon as in your kind of, in your mind, you do spot stuff in it. Is it confirmation bias? I can't remember, but there's a particular bias around it. But what I love is that you said you've been in the industry for years and years. However, people have only started to kind of really focus on it, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years. And I think you're dead right, because I can remember talking to people 10, 12 years ago when I kind of first started listening and then started to do stuff in kind of podcasting. And first of all, at that time, hardly anybody knew what a podcast actually was. It was spent most of the time explaining what it was. But equally, the sound quality wasn't actually that good.
Over the
last few years, with more people using software to actually record their things, we're doing it through StreamYard at the moment for people, but there's loads out there. The one I use quite often is Riverside as well, Riverside FM, which is a cracking one. But again, there's loads out there. With the rise of software, the quality has seemed to have gone up, but also it means that there's so many more mistakes people are making because they're relying on the software and not the hardware that goes around it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to unpack there. I think that the equipment has gotten a lot less expensive, and so people can get better equipment and sound better for less money, which is fantastic, and I'm really happy to see it. But I think that people are starting to catch on to the fact that sound influences us. Mm-hmm. So part of what I talk about on the podcast is how sound influences us in our buying decisions, definitely, but also in our daily lives. So if you're thinking about sound as something that influences us, think about a movie, for instance, where you turn off the sound. If you watch that movie, you're going to sort of understand what's going on, but are you really going to care? That's kind of what audio does for us. It makes us care. So to extrapolate from that, if you're going to use it in your advertising, that's what makes people care about your product. It's what allows people to understand who you are in a really short amount of time and care about it. Because otherwise, it's just an image on a screen and it just doesn't reach us all that deeply. So sound reaches us deeply.
Yeah, very true. I can remember in films as well, when there's music and then it just goes to silence, you notice the silence so much because you're used to the sound. And it's the same with kind of going from non-sound to sound as well. It does play a massively important part. And in your podcast, you're on episode, at the time of recording, you're on episode 210. Mm-hmm. You might be on 218, 219 when this gets released, but you're on 210 at the moment. So you've had a vast range of guests talking about loads of different topics. What kind of topics would people listen to? Because I know you've delved into lots of different areas of sound and audio branding.
Yeah, a ton. I mean, we've talked about how sound can heal. A fellow named Michael Schutz was on my podcast a while back talking about the beeps in hospitals and how they're basically killing us. We need to do something about how awful they really are. I think he said his mother-in-law is a nurse and she called it a beeping hellscape. So that's not good. That's not good in a place where we're supposed to be healing. So I talk about healing and sound. I talk about how it can influence our other senses. So in a podcast with Steve Keller, this was way early, I think it was episode 19, we were talking about how he did a promotion for a client named Propel, which is like a Gatorade type drink. And they were influencing how people tasted the drink by what they were listening to in headphones. So your other senses influence your other senses. So sound can be influenced by, you know, by touch, by all sorts of different things, and your taste can be influenced by sound. And, you know, multi-sensory approaches by companies are going to become a bigger and bigger thing as we progress, because people want to stand out. They want to do something different. They want to be a little, they want to stand out from all the noise. There is a lot, and I'm not talking about audio noise. I'm talking about visual noise. So there's a lot of that. But I talk about audio branding itself. So how clients brand themselves in an audio specific way. And there are a bunch of companies out there that do that specifically now. Massive Music, Amp, Cesium Song. There's a ton of these companies that do this. Pirate in Toronto, and all sorts of, I think WeSound is another one in Germany. There's a bunch of them, and they're all really talented at what they do. And Ample, I think his name is Ample. I just interviewed a fellow named Josh Butt in Sydney, Australia, and they have a company there that does audio branding. So it's huge, and it's becoming bigger. Mm. And more companies are catching on. That's the way to differentiate yourself in the market. Yeah. So I talk about voice AI and voice synthesis and audio diversity and podcasting and jingles and filmmaking and sound design and storytelling and public speaking and all the research about sound and just a ton of things.
The easiest place to, I think, find all this information is your website, because you've organized your blog in a really simple way. You can literally go onto a website, which I'll put a link into the show notes for, so you don't have to kind of find that out, but it's in the show notes. And you can literally search by topic. So if you do want to hear the beeps, you go to the healthcare section and you'll be able to find that. But equally, there's loads of different topics on there. And also, you'll be remiss to say that you can listen to Jodie's show on Grow Radio every Wednesday at 12 o'clock and every Friday at 5 o'clock. So there's also the opportunity to listen to it on here. But check the blog out, because it is, there's 200 episodes on there. You know, I'm not going to ask you what your favorite one is, because that would be like picking your favorite child out of 200.
It's hard.
Crazy. But I would say check out the website for an easy jumping point. That is probably going to be the best way of doing it.
Yeah, if you want me to say the website, I can, but yeah.
You can do if you want to. It's going to be in the show notes, but go for it.
It's voiceoversandvocals.com/blog, and I guess and slash because it's an actual like category. That's where all the show notes are. Basically, my blog is the show notes for the show. So I've just put it all into categories just to make it easier for people. And if you look at the blog or the show notes at the very top, there's a player. So you can see, you can listen while you're reading. Yeah.
So for the people who are listening to this, and obviously you've mentioned some of the ways that audio branding can kind of influence people and help people. Mm-hmm. But for the people who have no idea what audio branding is, what's the easiest way of you describing audio branding for someone who's got this far into it and still doesn't know what audio branding is?
Well, I'm going to give you the definition that the International Sound Awards use because they've been doing this Sound Awards since 2009, I believe. So they know what they're talking about. And they define it as a brand sound that represents the identity and values of a brand in a distinctive manner. So that's the audio logo, branded functional sounds. So say your GE kettle makes a sound when it's done boiling. Something like, you know, your washing machine makes a sound when it's done, it's washing, etc. You know, that kind of thing. Or brand music or the brand voice are all part of audio branding. So it's a great big umbrella under which a lot of things can be. But it's the sound of a company. So you have a logo, you have colors and fonts that you have and probably an intranet somewhere in your company where people just draw from all of the things that they're supposed to use when they make a print ad of some kind. Well, you know, you have one of those for your sound and, you know, for anything that you're using for a radio commercial or a video or, you know, a YouTube thing that you're doing or whatever, you know, television commercial.
I'm glad you said television commercial because when I think of audio branding, I do think commercials first and foremost, because that's where I normally hear it. And you normally hear the PlayStation kind of little jingle that they have. Well, not jingle, but voiceover.
Yeah, yeah.
Or McDonald's with, you know, it's that kind of bits. But they're you instantly recognize that brand from that jingle.
From that logo,
that kind of thing. So
it's not just the jingle, though. It's following through with that in the on hold, in the office building where they're playing music piped, in the appearance of someone in the company if they're doing a public speaking event and what leads them onto the stage. It's all of these things. It's also all of the videos that you make for people internally in your company. Because that consistency gives them an idea of who you are, and they're able to go out into the world and tell everybody else who you are. So you want to make sure that the people who are employed by your company know your company as well as you do.
It makes sense. It's one of the hardest things to do.
It is totally hard. That's why people pay big money for these audio branding things. Like, it's a big thing. Obviously, I don't think everyone needs to spend millions of dollars. You know, not all of us are MasterCard. but at the same time, I think it's something to think about, even for small companies. Just having a universal sound that you use, even the intro and outro to your podcast. If you have a podcast, that's a brand. That's your brand. Even if you are not technically a company and you're just an individual person, you still have a brand. People need to know who you are in a quick, concise manner. And sound does that.
Mm-hmm. And just for full transparency, the jingle that you heard at the start of this video, which Jodie wouldn't have heard, but she would have heard it on the Grow Radio Station, is the same Welcome to Grow Radio jingle as what we play on the radio station. The thank you message, guess what? It's the same jingle as what we play on Grow Radio, because I want that brand to be the same across all boards. So each of these videos are intro and bookmarked with the Grow Radio branding, which you can hear on Grow Radio. So
well done.
Thank you. So I'm quite happy about that. But for me, it makes sense because, as you said at the start, people have a brand kit or brand identity for their colors, for their fonts. But do they have it for their audio files?
Not a lot of them do. No.
No, I must admit, most podcasts would probably play the same jingle at the start and the end, so that would become that part of it. But again, I wonder how many of them would then start incorporating that jingle into other aspects of their marketing. So therefore, it becomes their kind of their music. People recognize that because of them.
Well, for instance, I do Clubhouse discussions every once in a while, usually Wednesdays between noon and two, somewhere around there. We're not actually having one this week because it's Thanksgiving in the US and I know that no one will show up. so we're not, I'm in Canada. So for me, like we had our Thanksgiving a month ago, we're all done. So yeah, anyway, I get a day off. Nice. Right. But I know that when I do an intro in my Clubhouse room, it uses the same music that I use for my podcast intro, which was specially made for me. So I am carrying through with my own personal brand, I guess, my audio brand in that way. So it's little things. And I think even individual people who aren't spending all that much money can do it for themselves. It just depends on where you're going to use it.
Yeah. And to be fair, if you want to think about it another way, folks, it's easier to use what you've already got rather than make something new. It's just easier. It is. So if you do want to take the kind of the lazy option, which is actually probably the most effective option, use what you've got. Use it, because otherwise you don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time, you know. But it's brilliant to kind of think about audio in that kind of way. But the one thing I do love about listening to your shows is that, first of all, you have guests on for two episodes rather than just one. So therefore you do cover a lot more topics and go in depth on a lot more topics as well with them, which is one thing I do like. But also you have got, as we covered before, you have a massive range of topics that you talk about. And there's, you know, so you can be listening to hospital beeps or sound logos or kind of podcasting tips or whatever it will be. There's just so many kind of different ones. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you for creating that content, because it takes time and energy to do it. And I don't think people thank podcasters enough for it. So for the whole community, thank you, Jody, for doing it.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate that a lot. It's always nice to know that someone's actually listening.
I tune in. I probably tune into, I probably don't tune in every single week when you release it, but I listen to kind of three or four on a go and kind of thing. But that's my podcasting habits kind of being shown.
Yeah. There, everyone has their own. Yeah.
Or the official line is, I listen to you obviously on Grow Radio every Wednesday at 12 o'clock and every Friday at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
That would be the official line.
Yeah. That's the official. Okay.
But also, I'd be listening to you on the podcast when I'm walking the dog at other times.
Sure.
But just to kind of finish off, obviously all your links and stuff will be in the show notes. That's all good. But if you were going to kind of throw one top tip, one kind of big shout out, one big nugget to listeners and the viewers about audio branding, could be where they got started, you know, what to do, how to incorporate it, what would your big nugget be?
Oh, just think about it. I mean, that's the bottom line for a lot of people. A lot of people haven't even given it any consideration at all. So I would say, think about the sound, think about the image that you present to the world, which is visual, and then how does that sound? And if you already have sounds that are associated with your visuals, use them. Don't just, you know, let them sit and languish and have them just there but not doing anything. You have to use them for them to be effective. But the combination of the visuals of who you are and the audio of who you are is how you're going to get people to understand it and care, because they can get an idea, like we were talking about before, they can get an idea of who you are by looks, by visuals, by how you present your website, your graphic design of wherever you're using that. But they won't really care until they get the emotional context of who you are through your sound. And that can happen in a multiple amount of ways. So we were talking about podcast intros and outros. What's the music that's on your on hold if you have an on hold? You know, how do you get played onto stage if you're a public speaker? All sorts of things to think about just to follow through and be consistent with that sound.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And folks, remember, follow Jodie, check her out on LinkedIn and the other platforms that she's on in terms of socials, check out her website. I've been to a few Clubhouse sessions. It's well worth it. It's really good conversations with some really cool people. And there are different topics kind of floating about. So Jodie, it was 12 and between 12 and 1. No,
EST, 12 and 2. Between 12 and 2. Usually,
EST, is
we're,
it?
Yeah, Eastern. Yeah, we're experimenting with noon, but for until the new year, we're probably going to be moving between noon Eastern and 2 p.m. Eastern, somewhere between there.
So
yeah.
Folks listening to it in the UK or joining in the UK, that's roughly around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the evening, around that kind of time, depending on the time zones and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That happens.
I'm always open to suggestions for topics too. I'd love it if people reached out and they had something they wanted to talk about sound related. I'm all for it.
There you go, folks. That's a call to action there for you. Mm-hmm. So connect with Jodie. Your preferred platform of how they kind of people can connect with you?
Probably LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the easiest, I would say. And I'm just Jodie Krangle on any platform that you care to look. I'm on Facebook and Instagram and yeah. And YouTube, actually, the show actually is on YouTube with Jodie Krangle VO. So, yeah.
Cool. And again, I'll put a link into the show notes for that because why wouldn't I make it easy for you to connect with Jodie and watch her stuff? It's got to be gold. It's got to be good. But Jodie, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. This has been the Grow Radio Show. Hope you enjoyed it. Please connect with Jodie. Listen to her on Grow Radio, but also check her out on the multitude of platforms that she's on. She's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and probably a gazillion other ones as well. Am I wrong about that, or are you on a gazillion?
You're not wrong about that, no.
There seems to be another one popping up every single day. So just check her out in different places. But folks, thank you so much, and take care. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.